together.
Hey guys, I'm really excited for this episode. For those who would like the preface of what we talk about today, have you ever been interested in plant medicine? Or have you overheard maybe one of your more spiritually enlightened friends going into how they went to a retreat of some sort? Well, my guests today have a depth of knowledge into plant medicine integration and how it's helped their own lives and how it helps move the motion of the ocean and how they help people. And I find that fantastic that people are out there actively trying to help make the community a better place. Just in general, not just with the veteran community, but like in general. How fucking cool is that? I hope you guys enjoy. Awesome. Well, welcome to the show, Jay and Cinderella. Wow. I guess I was with like where you guys are from and stuff, like the basics.
So I'm from California, born and raised in East Los Angeles. So yeah, and then I just lived here all my life. I left for a little bit when I joined the military to Washington State, and then I just came back right after.
I was in Washington State too. That's wild. Were you up in like Fort Lewis and stuff? Or
yeah, I got lived out of Olympia, Washington.
Okay. Yeah, I was up more northwise, like with the Navy in like Oak Harbor and Bremerton.
Oh, okay, like, yeah.
It was still okay. Yeah,
Tacoma was pretty beat up, so I stayed away from there.
Yeah, no, that makes, it's definitely like an adjustment to like, I don't know, being from Colorado, like the sunshine to cloud ratio was
right.
Fucking culture shock.
It was.
I can imagine. Where are you now again?
Colorado.
Oh, okay, in Colorado. Okay, cool. We are in Manatee. Orange County?
Inland Empire.
Okay. Oh, awesome. Okay.
Yeah. Nice and hot.
Exactly. It was like the time, like nice temperature all year round kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
So where are you from? Or
I'm from the Netherlands, from Europe.
Oh really? Okay, yeah. That's awesome. Okay. Yeah, so I thought I heard an accent, but I didn't want to like
assume. No, absolutely. No, it's a strong accent. I don't think it will ever go away. But I left about 11 years ago, my home country. And since then, seen many countries and eventually ended up here in the States, in California about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I think. Yeah, 2017. Time flies.
No, I definitely get that. So did you serve in the military as well? Or
no.
Okay.
Totally. No experience as far as that, only with Jay and girlfriends who have had their husbands in the military.
Oh yeah, no, I definitely get that. I guess getting into what really got you guys into essentially like the plant medicine and like how has it helped at least on your side, Jay, like the PTSD, or like, I'm not trying to assume that you have that or anything, but just other veterans and stuff like that. Have you seen like what kind of changes it's gone in your own personal life? Or
no, yeah, I got into it because once I got out of the military, I had a near-death experience in Afghanistan. And when then I came back out of the army, I had all these injuries and all this trauma. And then they were just giving you pills and all that. And I did that route, did the therapy, and then nothing worked until I just started researching plant medicine. And then I discovered ayahuasca.
Okay.
And then from there, I just started researching. But since I was a veteran, I couldn't necessarily travel to South America because my mind wasn't there, just coming out of the military. And I didn't have the funds. So then I traveled to Mexico to start a meeting.
Okay.
I did that like 6 to 9 months of trial and then researching and making it to where I got it to. I did it, and then it just helped me heal it instantly. It just relieved all the pain, all the trauma that I had inside. and then helped me get off all the medication off the VA and just pretty much do nothing other than just the plant medicines.
Oh, that's awesome. Like, just seeing that kind of, like, experiencing it personally, but, like, also hearing it from other people. Like, how do you think it can be, like, incorporated into more, like, everyday conversations with veterans? Because, like, I really enjoy what you guys are doing with everything. I just feel like there's a big mysticism behind plant medicine in general, and, like,
So I try to take it out of the mysticism and just make it sound normal. So when I tell people, is like, you have all this trauma that you have inside it, and it's just, you can release it through physical activity. And anytime you drink, you just numb it. Anything you do, any other type of substance, you just numb it. But with DMT, you do it, it's like 5 minutes. After 30 minutes, you could drive back to normal. But you experience all of it and you feel just lighter. And it also releases serotonin and melatonin. So a lot of us are depressed and insulin makes you happy and starts making new neural connections. So you start just feeling happier and making thoughts, and your brain fog disappears. And then for veterans, that's amazing, because we're depressed every single day because nothing helps. Yeah. Nothing helps. A lot of us smoke weed or anything else and nothing helps, you know. But that, and then I got into microdosing. So psilocybin, when you take it at a microdose, it's like injecting energy into you. And the way a guy like to describe it is, if you're walking down the street and a guy or woman tells you, hey, you look gorgeous, and you get happy, right? But then when somebody cuts you off, you get back to being depressed, right? Because we can't sustain that energy. So a microdose, and you take it and it lasts 6 to 7 hours, and you just feel happier, like energy-wise, and nothing bothers you. And you start for 6 hours to eight, you start feeling happy, but then after it wears out, you start to self-regulate. So self-regulate means you don't want to think the same thoughts and you don't want to eat the same things. And that's your first step into your healing journey.
Definitely, I've heard that in the therapies before.
Microdosing?
Psilocybin. Oh, okay. Psilocybin, there's so many forms, just like weed. And I'm part of an organization that Decrim California to get the medicine legalized.
Okay. Yeah, they just passed it in Colorado not too long ago.
Yeah, that's awesome. A lot of people go over there or in Sacramento, but I mean, there's a lot of veterans here in California, especially in Southern, that need the medicine.
Yeah.
So that I try to stay here and just fight the good fight and do that, especially when Cindy got on board. Once I met her, she's just been a godsend.
Yeah. What's been your experience with plant medicine? Because I feel like
I did it for different reasons. I got in touch with it about, I think like 9 years ago, I must say. Just for overall curiosity and expansion of awareness and consciousness. Not as much for like a severe type of trauma or depression that I felt I was carrying with me. And it was just a very interesting journey. I did tap into old pains or wounds or, you know, things and thoughts where you kind of side rail and of what your true belief is. And you're able to clear that and really look with a lot of clarity at things. And then a new life experience that come on your path, it makes you grow. And that was my experience with it. I first got into ayahuasca, which it contains DMT, but it's an orally, a brew that you drink orally. Makes you a lot of times very physically sick, very ill, a lot of purging and all
that. That's what I've heard. And that's kind of what terrifies me about it, if I'm being honest. But
I know a lot of people say, well, ayahuasca is something really strong and very long to do because these ceremonies that you do are hours on end. And then it's good to do 1, 2, or 3 of these ceremonies just in a weekend, compact them. So yeah, it's nothing recreational, nothing super light. You really want to do the work and grow or heal trauma, whatever it is. Ayahuasca is totally a go-to. After that, I tried other plant medicine that I experienced with that gave a different feel, different insights, different expansion. And then at last, I experienced pure form of DMT through Jay. And that is inhaled through a vape. So it's not orally and it doesn't make you sick and purge and all these things.
Yes. So the way I it activates a DMT naturally in your own body. So you have DMT in your lungs through breath work, and that's how you reach higher consciousness and stuff like that. And it also activates your pineal gland. So you put your pineal gland, a lot of us are highly or intuitive. And when you activate it, you could feel more and understand more without even like talking to 10 people and stuff like that.
Oh, and really? Okay.
It's so light. It weighs like a snowflake. And it's, you just need a little bit to a specific temperature. Cause I noticed that each temperature, it takes you to a different place or a higher journey. So by talking, yeah.
So I didn't know like that kind of, sorry.
Yeah, so when I spend 6 to 8, like every level at every dose possible. And that's how I came to the conclusion that if you vaporize it almost like in an oven and control the temp and the amount that's in there, you go to a specific place. But for people who want to go on a like super journey, you just crank it all the way up and you put it still a certain amount of medicine, but it just blasts you off. It's 100% breakthrough. It's your instant journey.
Yeah.
So just to clarify, all these things are high doses of psychedelics that you are able to tap into your subconscious mind, wherein a lot of trauma and negative energy is stored. The microdosing of psilocybin, you don't go on journeys. It's really to regulate your overall feeling, focus, energy level, creativity on a daily basis. So no journeys, no nothing. It's literally like a dietary supplement you can take every morning.
I definitely have experienced that with my own microdosing. So that, yeah, I DMT not as much, but like cool to see the difference, like, and the describing behind it. What got you guys into doing it like with veterans specifically? Like, I guess just what made the veteran community, because I hear about it all the time in the veteran community, but just never like follow through on people doing it, but a lot of talk about it. But yeah.
So with me, it's I'm intuitive. And then after healing myself, I've discovered that I could potentially heal a lot of veterans, and seeing them broken and killing themselves and going through all that struggle just, I guess, touched me in a way, because I'm a veteran and I've been where they have, and even homeless where they have, and a lot of the same reasons they have, and I made out of it. So if I could do it and show them like, here's the steps, and it's not going to be easy, but here you could do it and it's possible. Even that little bit of hope makes them happy. Because that's how I started going to Veterans Row in West Los Angeles to promote the medicine. And instead of giving them like clothes, I started making them feeling good with having like, I love you, brother. I appreciate you, and big smiles. And it's like an injection of energy to them. And they're like, oh damn, we're not used to this, because they're all depressed, you know? And especially living in an area like that, it's hard to get out of depression, because I mean, you know where they're at. So I just-
Yeah, it's like go ahead. A negative feedback loop. No, I totally get that. Sorry, I didn't mean to interject there.
Well, and then eventually he started up his own small ceremony circles for veterans. With the microdosing, but with the
DMT. Yeah. So I hold ceremonies for veterans, and then I me being one, they trust me a lot, and especially being a combat vet, they know that if it's helped me, it's helped them, and I'm there the whole way. I guide them, I show them the breath work, how long it takes, what they're gonna see. And then after they come out of it, I even help them understand exactly what they saw, and after that, like, they come just like with a certain mood, but when they leave, they're just like a whole way has been gone, and that makes me happy. And that's how I got into it, and just helping veterans and giving them specifically. But I'm hoping to help veterans. And then once a lot of other communities who are not veterans see how it's helping them, then spread the medicine to other people with mental health and other traumas.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, because I do hear it does help other mental health. Like,
oh yeah, yeah. The whole umbrella, I think, of mental health. And when I met Jay, we didn't focus anymore only on veterans, but we grab the community that I've tapped into also. And these are all, you know, women, men from all walks of life, from the corporate world to yoga teachers, etc. But nowadays it comes up more and more that people are really looking for alternative ways to heal and expand. So, you know, it's, super good.
No, I definitely get that. Would you say like ayahuasca is more a ceremony kind of medicine, and not necessarily like, I haven't heard about a recreational platform for it yet or anything like that.
But no, just for... I think nothing like that should be used recreational. It should definitely be honored as a ceremonial activity that goes way back, right, from to the shamanic background.
Yeah.
But all of them are done in a ceremonial sacred space, I have to say, whether it's a bufo, an ayahuasca, a pure DMT, a San Pedro, and what else is out there, right?
A lot of these medicines also, you're there, but you're not there. So you're really vulnerable. If you're at a party or something and you do it and you potentially you go unconscious, something could happen to you. Somebody's not watching you. But in a safe space where you do it, where there we monitor you and make sure you're okay the whole way. So if anything does happen, we know what to do and get you that. If anything, just started helping you like that.
Helping other people interpret their journeys on the
integrational part.
Yeah, the integrational part. That's the mysticism for me. I'm like, I don't understand how that works at all, but.
So this is gonna sound pretty crazy, but by doing it myself, even if you do it, you tell it to me and I could understand it and tell it to you right off the bat. I just know. So even by watching what you're doing it, I instantly see it and I know what you're going through for the most part and know what you're struggling with and why the medicine shows you that. And once it comes out, they say, I saw this, but I'm like, what did you feel? What did you associate it with? And then they go down the rabbit hole, well, I associate it with this. And they're like, well, the medicine was meant to show you that you are strong and you do have a good light.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's me by doing it for years and doing it, the medicine myself, just gave me a lot of it. But I don't do it anymore because after a while it does become a lot because you're really susceptible and everything becomes sensitive. But
And as far as the integrational part, I think it's very important that you journal afterwards, that you follow some integration steps of when you come, when you come from your ceremony back into regular life. Now you might feel different, you might get some new thoughts and messages through, you might view your family, your friends and the world slightly different. And a lot of times you'll see people making new career choices or relationship choices, right? Or any type of decision. Doing ceremonies without integration, you're missing a big important part because the plants are a tool for you, the vehicle to dive deep into yourself. You are doing the work, not the medicine. It's just really helping you to do the work. But then if you would not do anything with what you learn and feel and see, if you just stay on your old path, right? Your old squared viewing of the world, and nothing will change. So the integration part after the following days, weeks, months is super important. The work is still done on a subconscious level. So it's for you to be alert and to check how I feel, what do I think now, making new decisions that resonate better, that are more healthy for you. And then you see your life and yourself change in a good way.
That's really cool. Would you say there'd be a difference between the ayahuasca ceremonies and the DMT ceremonies? Just because I know scientifically they do kind of have similar compounds, but I do feel like blasting off and a ceremony are kind of different, but I don't know.
Well, the ceremony can be set up equally the same. A lot of times you see the use of rapé, sananga drops, meditation, some breath work. So the actual plant medicine is supported with other tools like sound bowl healing, all kinds of little things, right? To kind of work towards the
I get that.
Yeah, so these ceremonies, depending on, regardless what type of plant you use, the ceremonies usually are quite similarly set up. What is different is how you insert it into your body and the type of dimension that they shoot you to.
Okay. Yeah. I like that verbiage.
So some is a little bit more physical and can make you more sick. The other one is more energetic or more hallucinogenic, like a lot of seeing and hearing and smelling. The other one is so strong, you kind of can go unconscious and you totally go to a world that is beyond your knowing. What else do I wanted to say? So the difference is ayahuasca can last 6-7 hours in a journey. Like pure DMT lasts 5 minutes. Bufo can maybe last 20 minutes. So the duration that you're in your journey is different with each medicine. It's the duration and the dimension that they kind of take you to, and the severity, the depth of it. As Missy, that sounds very mysterious, huh? She's like,
yes, like, it sounds cool though too. Like,
the only thing they have in common, all three, is that when you go into that altered state, there is no time. So time disappears. So when you go there, it feels like forever.
Yeah.
But when you come back, it's just been 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. So this might be where the time construct thing kind of come from.
Absolutely. And psilocybin, a lot of people are around, you know, very known with psilocybin, a tea, a chocolate, just munching it up, right? And then they go into a journey. And every plant has its own personality. So psilocybin is kind of playful and it's very sensational. It lets you feel a lot. And then ayahuasca is more female. It's really, all have their really their own kind of vibe to it. And how they show you the mysticism of the universe and of you as human beings.
Yeah, I have heard of like Mother Aya before. I just didn't. I was like, never met her myself, but like definitely have heard it in that kind of aspect. Would you say, have you guys yourselves had any out of like wow experiences kind of thing that are like, okay, this is my moment of like, I need to integrate this into my life and I need to like help show other people how to, if.
Yeah.
I was like, you seem like you already kind of went into it, Jay, but I didn't know if like there was a difference in.
Well, the moment I knew was when the first time I got the relief. So the moment I did it, I was like, oh my gosh, this is like, I had so much relief and I could like feel again, not feel so heavy and burdened. And then that's the moment I knew. And then I knew it could just help everybody.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And of course he had a lot of visions and things that kind of were a metaphor for certain traumas and issues in life. And then you can kind of do a little forgiveness game with yourself or, you know, and to kind of heal that wound. For me, it was all very small parts. Everything just adds on, all little puzzle pieces. For me, it was not one huge breakthrough like, oh, now I feel relieved or now I understand. It was literally every time a piece of the puzzle when I do plant medicine is collected. And then, things shifted in my life. I was aware of certain things. Yeah. I think it works more like in that sense. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, once you do it, I mean, I do it one time, but I continuously do work on myself every single day. So like I tell everybody, growth never stops. Yeah. So, you know, so just because you've grown from one part, you still have to grow on another part. And I could be good at one area, but then not paying so much attention on the other. So then I'm weak in that area. So yeah, I felt the relief, but then like she said, the work is really important. And then seeing the visions, like I saw tons of visions, but it took a lot to understand them. I had to get into like mysticism, like Thoth and like Egyptians and all that, and see like symbolism and understand what I saw and then bring it into reality. And then from there, decipher it and take it out of the realm of the gods and just make it normal to regular people.
That makes sense. I feel like the whole interpreting it and making it your own, I feel like is where people kind of get hung up on themselves. But maybe that's just talking to my own friends being like, have you guys done this? I don't know.
I didn't understand anything of the things that I saw, but I just knew like, whatever, you know, the work will be done. Even if I couldn't not release the vision to a certain aspect or situation in my life, right? It happens. Not everything is explainable in these realms. A lot of times it's a metaphor for feelings or other things that you're not even aware of, you have a huge blind spot for. but at least it's touched upon and the energy is shifting, so it will work its way out even if you don't understand everything.
Yeah, no, that definitely makes sense. I myself, doing like my own research into doing a ceremony and stuff, have heard that like you're not supposed to go into it with any kind of expectations. Like, how does one do that? Because like,
yeah, it's impossible. I think it's very human to have expectations. Maybe the best is to kind of, when you enter that space, to know that you have expectations, but to just stay very open and receptive.
Okay,
that is the key, being able to surrender. Jay loves to use that word of surrender.
Yeah, I was just like, you know what? I'm ready. Just take me. I just surrender. I was like, but a lot of people can't do that, you know? And yeah, surrender is really, really hard because you don't know what's on the other side, you know? And it makes you anxious and scared. But like she said, as long as you just be receptive and open-minded to it, it'll be a lot better that way.
No, that definitely makes sense. I think a lot of people seem to like be fearful of what might be on the other side of that. And yeah, I think that definitely helps clarification.
But you know what? What is more easy if you understand that it's not necessarily the other side? What you see is yourself from a different perspective. So you are going to be confronted with parts of you. There is not like an other side necessarily where you go to. If you somehow can change that mindset into, I'm going to discover different layers within me.
Okay. Then
not as scary.
It's not as scary.
No, that definitely makes sense. Would you say it's like difficult to get out of the headspace of like just embrace it beforehand, just with like people doing their research on like the vomiting and the other parts of like people being terrified to do in front of other people? Like
for people to kind of build up understanding the concept of non-duality. So if you would have done a light microdose on psilocybin mushrooms and you understand how that feels, or and then maybe make a step into DMT and then maybe ayahuasca and then maybe Bufo, you kind of build it up, I have the idea, then going for the strongest, most powerful plant medicine. Like there are plant medicines, they are a little bit more subtle and not... Yeah, so I would rather say maybe do your research towards what resonates to you, what calls you, but also maybe don't just go for the most loudest, right? Kind of understand a little bit what to expect in that way. And they say no expectations, but...
But like, you kind of have to.
Yeah. I think so. Did you? I think I forgot something to answer you.
No, that was it. Yeah, you pretty much answered it.
I was like, is Bufo like ayahuasca adjacent, or like, so, I don't think I've heard of that one before.
So like DMT deals with your most trauma. So just say you break up with your boyfriend or girlfriend, and then it's really bugging you and it's really heavy on your heart, DMT would take that away and I heal you. It's like 5 minutes of 20 years of therapy in 5 minutes. But with with ayahuasca, it's six. With ayahuasca, it's just your whole life and 6 hours. So for some people, it's a lot for that to, you know, through all your trauma and dealing with it right back. Mm-hmm. Bufo is a frog. It's the strongest hallucinogen in the world.
It has a different DMT molecule, 5-MeO added to it.
So they're all DMT, just little different types of DMT.
Yeah.
But Bufo just expands you. It just takes everything away and you feel everything, like love at the highest, most pure form, of even happiness at the highest, more pure form. And it expands your mind beyond anything you thought possible.
I think it's like 5,000 times stronger than an ayahuasca DMT.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. So definitely the big sister.
But yeah.
Yeah. And for ayahuasca, I never had the idea that my whole life passes by me in these 6 hours. It's just a slightly different process. you are more in that, it's more so that you're in the altered state for 6 hours, where with DMT, the pure DMT powder, it's maybe 5 minutes in that altered state, and then you're back to normal. Ayahuasca is just hours of being in that altered state, but not necessarily that you tackle all your trauma in your whole life. No. You're just, just floating around in that space, and whatever happens comes. And I've been talking to like the tree, and the tree gave me a lot of valuable information, and holograms, you know, popping up out of the ground, conversations with dead family members. Everything can happen. And I think more so because you're so long in that altered state of consciousness. And yeah, DMT is slightly different. I would want him really much to experience the ayahuasca and bufo DMT compared to his own DMT, just to feel and see that difference.
Yeah.
No, I get that. Cause do you do like the bark or don't know the process. I just know that like tree bark's involved.
It's called the Homosa hostilis. It's an ancient tree bark. It's the root.
Okay.
So I just grind that up and then I just process the DMT out of it. That's it.
That's cool.
Yeah, and then there's nothing added or anything like that. So it's just the bark, and then I just take it out, and then I dehydrate all the other chemicals and leave it out. And I do more like frequency and vibration into it to put the healing into it. And then that's the product. But the way you make ayahuasca, since your body can't drink it, you have to combine it with another drink, and then
kind of with a root, right? It is the root with different other roots or other plants. It's other plants with the root all smashed together. It's a very long process where they make that all into a brew.
That don't taste
that then yet. You need to cook or whatever they do. And that's not very delicious.
Yeah, that's what I haven't heard it taste good so far, but
but hey, no healing happens outside of your comfort zone, and specifically with these things, they always say embrace the discomfort and the physical pain and all of that. It's just a representation of what happens on an emotional, mental level. So you need to like feel that physically too, you know, in order to release it. It's, makes you stronger. Go, girl.
That's what I hear. I don't know. Like, I'm definitely excited to try. I'm trying to, my whole difficulty with doing a ceremony is getting off of my VA meds for the 5 weeks in between, just because I'm going to school right now. But like, I definitely, it's like, I spoke it into existence for 2022, so I'm definitely trying to, I don't know, just heal past some traumas, just because I got excited about the whole, 5 years of therapy and 20 minutes thing, or 20 years of therapy in 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for me, I don't know what medication you have. A lot of the veterans that I help, they're on the VA medication, and it's the DMT that I make doesn't add any of those NBI inhibitors or anything like that. So it just activates and it multiplies the DMT in your body, and then it enhances it more. So when you come back, it actually helps you get off the medication. Because if you're on it while doing DMT, you do it and then you come back, you're like, your body starts feeling weird. So that's where you get that mind and body coherence. And then you'll be like, you know what, maybe I don't need to take this pill. And then eventually you'll be like, what the? Because they're all also anti-addiction, so they kill addictions, and addiction is just relative. It could be thoughts, pills, food, anything, you know.
Yeah, I definitely find myself falling victim to my own thought way too much, but I feel like that might be some veteran shit. I'm not 100% sure.
Oh yeah, I get you.
Or everyone, I don't know. But what kind of perspective would you say, like, either actually all three have given you, like, just going through life and like just it personal insight to yourself kind of thing?
I've already done one of those, but they for me, it just helped me.
What did they heal?
So for me,
I like to know that too. What did he do? Like, did you say that I had before and now I don't have that anymore?
So before I was extremely depressed and then really mentally unstable, like always going down on myself, not making right decisions. Mm-hmm. And then from the moment I did the first one, it released all that, like that energy, but it also helped me make the right decisions that feel good. And then that led me to the path I'm on today. And all those little decisions correctly, after doing it, like now I help veterans and have an organization stuff like that. But before the medicine, I was destructive and just doing the things I thought were right. But then the moment I did the medicine, it's just, I guess the switch went on and I'm like, no, I should probably do this and I should probably do this. And all those steps led to where I'm at today. And I'm happy it helped me.
That's awesome.
Yeah. For some people, you hear that it can be life-changing right away. And I think if you hear our stories, it's more little steps. Each time a piece of the puzzle comes, each time more the smoke lifts up, right? The smoke curtain, and you become more happy, more clear, and better decisions. So then your life path will slowly go in the direction that is healthy and where you want it to go. That, I think, is how our path went.
And yeah. It takes a lot of patience.
And for a lot of people, you see, a lot of people who start this journey of plant medicine, they not really stop. Once you start it, it's for almost no one, it's a one-time thing. Once you open that door, you just kind of keep going and keep discovering. And, you know, you want to go through the discomfort because you know there is so much reward on the other side.
Oh, that's exciting to know, at least. Like, yeah. I've definitely heard that from other people, but just the whole perspective, like the inside perspective is definitely something I'm excited to experience, but yeah. I'm glad to hear that it has given you guys perspective to go down the path that you're on. Cause like, I feel like you guys are doing really incredible work. I am spacing on her name, but I was like, a lady did a ceremony with you and, it was like similar military situations to mine. So to hear the like positive experience on the
right.
Oh, absolutely.
That makes me hopeful.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And you know what I want to point out too, that we offer this with coaching included. So that you don't get really lost in just doing a plant ceremony or just doing psilocybin microdosing, but you get the whole coaching support along the way. And that we do as duo coaching for veterans, male, female, mm-hmm. and their spouses. Because a lot of times the spouses also now have PTSD because of what the husband is doing.
Yeah, it's like, right. My wife is definitely.
Yeah, so we like, you know, we bundle it all. It doesn't matter if it has some link to the veteran, veteran or veteran spouse, and whether it's only coaching or coaching and microdosing or coaching and ceremony, like, I think you're fully covered for good alternative holistic healing outside of these VA meds.
So that's awesome to hear. When you guys say coaching, could you go a little bit more into detail what that would include? Just because like my brain goes like soccer coach, but I don't know if that's like the same thing.
Could be.
Well, each coaching is specialized tailored to the person. But for the way I coach and for the veterans is I teach them how to think new thoughts. Because if they think the same thoughts as they did before, it doesn't resonate. It might have some trauma with it. So I tell them to use new thoughts and stuff like that. Even the way, so when you go to do something, what does your body feel? Instead of reacting right away, listen to your body and be in tune with it. And even like special foods like that, because all that, when you add it together, fixes your mental health.
Nutrients. Starts within the gut. The depression a lot of times starts with gut health. So it's kind of addressing the your diet, plus high vibing thoughts, good thinking, happy thoughts. And what else did you say?
Well, and then for veterans, it's almost teaching them how to be a civilian again. Mm.
I was like, I definitely am forgetting it, like slowly but surely.
Yeah, so you go in there, like, remember, now you have to do these things, you know, you have to be responsible and giving the veteran back the power, you know, and teaching them how to do normal stuff. Apparently, it's hard for us to do normal stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
We need to be reprogrammed back to a civilian, basically. And he's more focused on trauma release coaching, because he has a lot of he has a lot of experience with trauma in that sense. For me, it's more spiritual life coaching, a little bit more of the spiritual aspects and how to transition, how to go through life transitions, difficult transitions. For example, a life after divorce, life after immigration, it all applies to me, or life after the military where, you know, he comes into play. So life transitions, taking back your power, reprogramming the brain, address the diet, and just switching, you know, your lifestyle.
And you want to go fly off, little birdie.
I was like, it definitely seems like you guys encompass the whole package, and that's really cool.
Yeah. Like, and that has been that became just, you know, a collection of years of different experiences, certifications, educations, and experiences. What did I say that already? I'm repeating myself. And then you suddenly you realize, gosh, I'm almost 40 years old. That's why my resume gets longer and longer.
But that goes back to that time as a construct thing.
Right?
Right, yeah.
Absolutely. So, no, I believe in the whole package. And that is what the word holistic means. Holistic approach is looking at the mind, body, and soul. If you only change the mind, the soul is the same. If you only change the body and the mind is the same, nothing works well. It needs to be that triangle, mind, body, soul, all these aspects of yourself you need to look at and change for long lasting success.
Oh, I thoroughly agree with that. Would you guys have any like experiences through plant medicine that you've pulled like to apply to your daily life? Like just introspective and stuff like that, or?
Not me. I think everything kind of, you know, is translated from that other, these other dimensions back into your daily life, but it's nothing really concrete in that sense. It's kind of mystic how that works, huh?
No, I get that. Would you say there's anything for you guys that would like would taking the mysticism out of ceremonies and DMT make it a medicine more talked about and like used, what do you think, or no?
Well, the one thing that I can say, and then I will let Jay also give his opinion, taking that out from plant medicine is not possible because we have consciousness. Every living thing has consciousness. Plant medicine holds plants' consciousness. So you get a spiritual guidance with that. That works in its own way, in a mysterious way, in the plant its way. So you can really not take that out. If you don't somehow like that, if it all doesn't resonate to you, then you can go to synthetic. Is that how you say it?
Synthetic.
Sounds right to me.
Synthetic medications like ketamine, MDMA. There is no plant consciousness in that. The visions and things that happen and the feelings is also still mysterious, but it does not have as much as a spiritual guidance in there. I think that's how I can translate it. What do you think?
Yeah, for me.
Out of
So for me, I have a relationship with the medicine. Like DMT, I've been doing it for a while. This other time I was helping a veteran and he was going through some stuff. And then I guess somebody told him in there to reach out to me and hug me that I'll be there for him.
That's awesome.
Which is crazy. And I'm like, and the only thing I can relate is just because I have a relationship with the medicine and I know what it does and how to give it. And I try to not necessarily take it out of the mysticism. So I try to present it in a more modern type of way. Like the mysticism and the roots is where it's come from.
But there's a scientific aspect.
Yeah, there's a scientific aspect. And we could take that and make a retreat where brothers can just come together, still use the same approach to it, like bless it and stuff like that, but more modern and not necessarily like people like the dancing and all that. And you still could do that, and that's more of a fire ceremony, but that's more bringing it down and explain to them why they do it, and then you build cohesion, and then once you see it and you pitch it to people like that and more modern, they're more open to it. as to where you go. And then,
but I think they need to be half a hippie to go to.
Yeah, stage. Exactly.
You don't need
to be half a hippie. No, you can be super modern, understand the scientific aspect behind it of how it rewires your neural pathways and all that good stuff. That is very non-hippie, is it? It's very
it's very the science speaks for itself.
Yeah, kind exactly. Of. Yeah. Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. You know, no. I think that's very important to open up that channel so regular people know that it can also be a tool for them.
And then also speak, and also break the stereotype, change the mindset of the medicine. Yeah. Before they people see it as that, but it's not like that anymore, you know?
No, I definitely feel like ever since that Nicole Kidman series came out, okay. I think it's like where they're like microdosing. I'm like, I feel like there's a big push on like, oh, microdosing is normal. If Nicole Kidman and all these people did a show about it, like.
I know. I know a lot of people fight for the aspect that they believe that you need to be a very well-trained 30 plus year shaman with a shamanic lineage. In a way, I do support that, that I think that is very beautiful and very strong, the best guidance you can get from that. But I still think that it's such a powerful tool to heal that why not make it a little bit more accessible with people who are not necessarily 30 years shamanically trained by their family in Peru, in the Amazon. I mean, it can also be done in other ways, I think.
Yeah, and when you do it other ways also, you bring awareness, and awareness is really important. And if somebody who does it 30 years, he didn't grow up in America, so they cross-culture can't get along, you know, because they won't know how to connect. And then, yeah, they may have it, but important is also important to bring it here with people who know how to do it and bring the awareness and take it back to over there that, hey, we do it, but we got it from these people who know a lot more about it, and we should bring them over and help them teach it to us in a more deep and better way.
And see, I find that beautiful just because, I do know of, like, ayahuasca recipes on the internet, but I don't feel like...
No,
exactly.
I don't think that's the same, but, like, with you guys doing...
I would not play your own laboratory in the kitchen like that.
Yeah.
I would totally advise to always go to a very well-practiced shaman or facilitator that knows what he's doing, and also to hold the space where it's been done safe energetically and all the things that can come up in the spiritual world.
And I don't recommend anybody do what I did. It's just I did it because that's where I was at, and I feel I needed to do that in that state of time, because if I didn't, I felt something else was going to happen.
Yeah, we wouldn't recommend people doing this by themselves at home and say, let me treat myself with DMT every day. For him, it was a last resource. As he explained to me, it was like, I'm done with life. I don't care, right, if I die now or after DMT. So, I mean, you know, that's a last resource. But other than that, no, always do that with very... Yeah, practiced people, facilitators, and safe groups. Even psilocybin, I think people should not really mix it, like mushrooms, mix it with alcohol, or go out and do it recreational, or maybe by themselves, because we hear lots of stories of people who died. There are hallucinating, horrible scenarios, and they just jump off a bridge, jump off a building, these type of, scary
things. Yeah. No, I honestly commend you guys for what you're doing, just because I know there's veterans that can't afford plane tickets to.
Right, exactly.
No, and it's definitely, you guys definitely seem like you have a depth of knowledge on like every aspect. It's very commendable to see you guys doing all of what you're doing for the veteran community.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, if you guys want to
Canada.
No, I get that. I guess where can people find you would be my like wrap up questions kind of thing.
Thank you.
They can find us at the House of Light tribe on IG, and then I run Mindfulness Veterans. And then there's also another one, I think it's Vets Females Mindfulness, because it's mindfulness veterans, it's for everyone. But I feel like a lot of women because they deal, they have that energy against men. So they have a specific one just for them.
Yeah. No, I definitely find that commendable, being a female myself on that kind of train, but not as much after therapy and shit like that. But,
right. Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
Definitely all works in progress, more or less, but right. Awesome.
Yeah, so IG is the way to find us. Facebook, we have a meetup.com webpage. We have a website, thehouseoflight.org. I'm Spiritual Soul Coach on IG. So we have a lot of different portals to kind of find us for any type of need. And if you ever want to come down here, please do so.
Yeah, no, I would definitely be super open to it. Cool.
Yeah, and then we're also going to be... coming out with some vitamins for veterans, you know.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. No, that's definitely. Yeah, yeah, that is very awesome to hear. Cool. Catch you next week, y'all. Whoa.